Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Starlin. May I start with your 5-digit zip code, please?
03241.
Can you repeat that, please?
03241.
Okay, one moment. Wow. Search for your account.
Okay.
May I have your first and last name, please?
It's Aaron Lospinato.
You did say that zip code was 03241.
Correct.
Right, I'm not pulling anything out for that. Okay. I'm not pulling anything out for that. Were you charged for something?
Yes.
Can I have the first six of the card that was charged?
Yeah, hold on one second. Okay, it's 4079.
4-0-7-9. Okay. Now may I have the last four?
2756.
Okay, sir. I'm not pulling anything up.
I mean, I was charged $49.95. I don't know. I'm just calling. I want to cancel. Get me out of here. This was the number they said to call to cancel.
I definitely would cancel you if I could cancel you or anything of that nature. But there's nothing that pops up for the 003241 zip code.
Yep.
With
yep.
your phone number. Can you repeat that, please?
351-201-5168.
Excuse me, sir.
Yep.
Are you saying your phone number?
Yes.
Yes, I can see your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up with your phone number after I looked it up with your zip code, and I cannot find anything that states that we are not the people that billed you. May I ask you, how did you get our phone number?
Do I have your phone number?
Yes. How did you receive our phone number?
I was scrolling through stuff on sale on a website, and this number came up, and this also is on my bill statement for $49.95. I don't know. It just said to call this number to cancel, so I'm nowhere in this system anywhere.
No, I do not see you in our system at all. There's usually when I type these things in, I have a list
Yep.
of different. There's nothing that comes up for the zip code, the phone number, or the card. And the card is our last resort because it's kind of iffy. Sometimes it can make people feel some way.
Yeah.
But to guarantee, if we cannot look it up, if we cannot find anything by anything else, we will always find. Even if someone was to have stored your information and placed the order in their name, if we look it up with the first six and the last four, it will pull up no matter what, and nothing pulls up, sir.
Okay, I mean, I guess I'll wait 28 more days to see what the next bill says. If it's on there again, then I don't know, I'll have to go further.
Sir, I would advise you. Okay, I know it's gonna be Sunday, so Monday morning, call your bank and ask them to give you the number, and ask them also if they have a secondary number.
Okay, I mean, I could tell you exactly it was my, I mean, 14-year-old niece was scrolling through it, and you guys had iPad type thing for $49.95, and that's what it was. But I agreed to pay with. I'm not saying I didn't pay. You know what? I accepted the $49.95, but I got another charge of $49.95 again. And that's what concerned me.
Okay.
But you're saying I'm not even receiving that iPad, and I got your number from the site that I bought the iPad off of.
I understand. Sometimes numbers get recycled, especially working in customer support or in businesses in general. And some people forget to update their profile. It's been going on a lot lately, but the only thing I can advise is to check with your bank
Yeah, I know. I know it's not
for a
your fault, and
secondary
I just.
number.
So, I mean, should I not be expecting this iPad to come now?
I have no clue. I wouldn't be able to tell you. It can be
What
a
is,
different
so
company, and
what
they
is
just
your
haven't checked.
company?
I'm a third party. I'm third party customer support.
So you can't even tell me the company. All right. No problem, man. I know it's not you. I wouldn't take it out on you. Thanks for helping me out tonight.
All right. Again, my name is Starlin. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night.
You too, bud.
Yes, sir.